morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful Thursday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. How you doing, my friend? Are you awake? Sipping on that coffee? Whatever you're doing, so glad you're hanging out with me today. It's going to be a fun show as we work our way towards the 4th of July and Independence Day. And we had a wonderful staff meeting the beginning of this week. And at that staff meeting, we decided, you know, with 4th of July right around the corner, we want to try to put some elements in and do some things to really be mindful and be thankful for our country. And, you know, I know we've all had history lessons in school, some of us even in college. And it's just, I think with everything that we've been through, certainly the last few months, it's good to remember why we live in such a, some of us don't need to be reminded. We just know we live in the most incredible country and in the whole wide world with the most incredible story. And we're going to kick it off. I'm going to play this clip because I think it's very good. It's from the Wall Builders. And I think it's a great reminder of where we're at and what we need to remember. Listen to this.
Independence was voted and approved by Congress. Now, in the Declaration, there were a lot of unique aspects about it, such of which were the fact that we believe in the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Well, there were 56 signers who agreed with all of those things. Well, if you jump forward 50 years, in 1826, on the 4th of July, there's only three signers left alive. It was Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Charles Carroll. Well, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. So Charles Carroll is now the last surviving signer. The state of New York wanted to capture something to really remember the Declaration, but from the eyes of the last surviving signer. So a vellum copy of the Declaration was sent to Charles Carroll, and they asked if he would inscribe something on this declaration. And they actually took the declaration, they put it on display at New York City Hall. They wanted everybody in New York to see what this last signer of the declaration would think that every American should know. Actually, it was covered in several news articles and magazines. This is just one of those articles that tells the story of actually what he wrote on that vellum copy of the declaration. And here's how he started off his statement. He said, "Grateful to Almighty God for the blessings which through Jesus Christ our Lord He has conferred on my beloved country." Well, he starts off with saying, "I'm so grateful to God through Jesus for what he's done for America." So a pretty neat sentiment to begin, but let me read how he concludes this statement. He says, "I do hereby recommend to the present and future generations the principles of that important document as the best earthly inheritance their ancestors could bequeath to them, and pray that the civil and religious liberties that they have secured to my country may be perpetuated to the remotest posterity and extended to the whole family of man." Charles Carroll wanted everybody to be able to enjoy the civil and religious liberties like they were enjoying in America at that time. In fact, the reason we enjoy so much of the liberty and freedoms we have are because of the principles outlined in the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, such a good reminder from Wall Builders on this wonderful day, the 2nd of July, as we head towards the 4th of July, and certainly trying to encourage one another and keep our eyes focused on who we are and whose we are. We are living in a great country, and we're so glad to have you tune in this morning. Joining me in the studio is Terry. He's hanging out with me, my co-host.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here today. And as we were talking about what we would talk about today, you know, you and I, we love our country, don't we? And we love our founding fathers, and we still believe in the Constitution, right? And
absolutely,
we think it's an important part of who we are and our heritage, and to keep it in our forefront of our mind and remind those. And in you and I kind of went back and forth a little bit about, well, we've had history in school, right? Mm-hmm, but we mm-hmm. also need to remember these things, right? Stir it up.
Absolutely. You know, that, and today gets so, there's so many talking points. There's so much confusion. There's so much sideline conversations. Yeah, I think when the Constitution was written in such a simple way. I mean, when you read it, it seems difficult, but they really did try to lay it out simple and easy so that it would last through time. And over time, it's just gotten more twisted and out of sorts, and different court cases. One would say one thing and another would change it years later. But that's what I think the forefathers wanted. They said, look, let's just keep it simple. We want to give you freedom, protect you, protect your stuff, and your way of life. And I don't know. It's just every day, every time I hear these things come up and I hear governors telling you to you can't go outside without a mask. And it's just I really don't think that's what our forefathers wanted, you know. And I think that this was written to protect us even during times of emergency. They said, you know, there's going to be things they can't foresee. So the language is there mm-hmm. to protect us.
Well, in exactly what you're talking about, when we look at the headlines and we look glance through even this morning locally and we fast forward to 2020 from, you know, 1776, right, mm-hmm. July 4th. And I wonder, well, do people even really know why we even do the 4th of July and have the barbecue? It's so much more than just the hot dogs, which, by the way, it's National Hot Dog Month in July.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just that. It's
a great annual reminder mm-hmm. for us to reflect backwards and to get our minds off of what's going on in the national media and just the same thing we keep hearing every morning. Once a year, let's focus on what a great country this is, what makes it such a great country, what freedoms we actually have that are written down in the contract that we all agreed to, which is the Constitution. And that's the same Constitution that all of our government entities swear to when mm-hmm. they come into office. They said, yes, I will uphold this Constitution. And so, you know, it's time we hold them to it.
Well, in the 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, or July 4th, has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941. But the tradition of Independence Day celebration goes back to the 18th century in the American Revolution. On July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, delegates from 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence, an historic document drafted by Thomas Jefferson. From 1776 to the present day, the July 4th celebration is celebrated as the birth of American independence, with festivities ranging from fireworks to parades to concerts to more casual family gatherings and barbecues. The 4th of July 2020, of course, is this Saturday, and you know, I think it's interesting. Here it is, July 2nd, and that's when they decided they're gonna call on the delegates to come from. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But I just think that's pretty prophetic in a sense. Mm-hmm. And here we are, all these years later. Fast forward to 2020, all these years later, and we're still having these discussions of liberty and independence and trying to be self-responsible, right? And who gives us our rights? Are our rights given to us by the government?
No. The person that gives you your rights is the person that can take them away. So if the government, if you feel like they give you your rights, then they can take them away. If you feel like they're God-given, then he can take them away. Of course, that would be through death. Because when you're born with these inalienable rights. And they even wrote it down that way.
And that's so good. And then mm-hmm. even in the preamble of, which we'll get into in the next, a little bit into the Constitution, the preamble, it talks about these rights are given to us. And they're not something that we earn. They're given to us
You're
by
born our
Creator.
With the right to breathe. Mm-hmm. You're born with life to pursue, to work, to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is for us, and especially of those who do believe in our Creator, and know that our rights, not necessarily by the time we take our first breath, it's actually at conception. We're created in the image, and it's at conception that we have the ability to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think it's good that we have a little history lesson, don't you?
Yeah, annually. I love it. You know, again, we need this, and I think it's a perfect time to do it. Summertime, we're sitting around, we're visiting with each other, spending more time together. Why not discuss the reason that we can be here and assemble, as is our right.
Well, and especially with looking at the headlines and some of the real urgency across the nation to shut down celebration, to not mm-hmm. celebrate, to stay in your backyard or stay home because of the threat of the virus, people are being encouraged not to do what we've never done. I don't think in the history maybe before we were born during a war or something, but we never in the history in my life have we been so shut down.
I can't think of, and obviously I haven't read all of history, but I'm sure there was times during one of the wars when, you know, at nighttime they had you cover your windows, you know, for the lights out, and then there were good reasons for that, but I can't think of anything where they had you stay inside, don't visit with people. It just seems so unnatural.
Do you have a memory of one of your favorite 4th of July celebrations? Do you know of?
I do. Very young in Arkansas, and all the cousins were getting together, and I think it was the first time I was allowed to play with fireworks. And our big thing was we would take the firecrackers. They would come in packs of 50 or 100, and you would take the string loose and put all of these fireworks individually into a big bowl. And then you were able to take each one, and it looked like a little stick of dynamite from a cartoon, and you could put it in a tree limb or under a rock or down an ant hole, and you could light it and run away, and it would make a big pop. So I remember that. That's also the first time I ever burned my fingers.
Uh-oh.
With a firework. So lesson learned there.
Oh, lesson learned.
Yikes.
Indeed. And how about a big celebration where you saw the fireworks in the air and heard the patriotic music?
I tell you what, I had a boss, and she had a display at her home, and people would park along the highway. It was so large that the explosions would go outside of your peripheral as you're sitting there. You would literally have to turn your head from one side to the next to capture the entire event. Yeah, that was amazing. You felt the bang in your chest like a bass drum.
Well, and I know here, years and years and years growing up, we would go to Independence and sit along the river there, the Willamette River, and we would watch beautiful firework displays and the excitement of getting all loading kids in the car. Let's go. Let's head over there. And certainly many times along the river and backyard barbecues and all of those. I think one of my most celebrated 4th of July was when I got to be at Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
For many, many years in South Dakota, they had fireworks.
Now, are they doing that this
year? Well, guess what?
What?
They decided that they were going to.
Good.
Obama stopped it during his presidency. He put a kibosh to it, in a sense, said, no more fireworks at Mount Rushmore. Okay. And there was some dry season and stuff, so it was probably okay. But this year, early on, they said, yes, well, we'll have fireworks at the 4th of July. And guess what? President Trump is going to be there.
Wow.
So there's some debate. And I talked to one of my oldest son who thought they were having Trump's coming, so they're having fireworks. No, the fireworks, that was decided by Kristi Noem. And they got an approval.
What a great place.
Yes. So when you think about Mount Rushmore and the history and our independence and our wonderful country, the 3rd, tomorrow night, in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore.
Do they shoot fireworks up on top of the mountain?
So it comes out behind the heads, and it comes up and over. And so anywhere in the hills at the higher elevation you can see, we would climb up on a rock a few miles away and get a good view, we would see it from a distance. It's incredible.
Wow.
And talk about that feeling of patriotism and pride of being American. Pretty incredible.
Let's mention some patriotic music that we're going to be playing.
Yes,
soon.
We've got some things going on that we want to share with you and ways you can celebrate this weekend coming up after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ayers, together on this July 2nd. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Birthday shout-outs going to Julie Ewell. She's a classmate of mine from Sprague High School. Happy birthday, Julie. Leslie Carswode. It's her birthday. She's a friend of my kids, and she is a super cool girl. Susan Johnson. Yes, happy birthday to you, the Johnson family, special people in our lives back in Arkansas, and I hope she has a wonderful day. And I want to remind you, if you have someone coming up with a birthday, we want to do a shout out and wish them a very happy birthday. Let us know. Send me an email, Stacey at news KSLM.news. I had to think about that there for a moment. We are hanging out this morning talking about 4th of July and why we celebrate it and why it's important for us to remember. And this particular time of year when we've got so much going on and it seems like our liberty has been stepped on a bit. Does it feel like that a little bit?
A little bit. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine that he spends about half the year, and I think he's going to start spending more time down in Mexico. He's retired. And he was telling me about the beach and stuff like that. We were talking about it, and I was like, you mean you can actually just go down to the beach and pitch a tent and camp if you want to? He's like, yeah. So you don't have to get a permit? And he's like, no. There's no restrictions? He says, mm-mm. And it just seems like, well, you know what? I kind of wish we had that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every time we step out the door, you want to do something or plant something or build something or put up a fence or move your shop in the back of your house. You've got to get a permit and a license. It just seems like we're over-regulated.
Well, and it's interesting when you travel. I don't know how many of our listeners had an opportunity to travel outside of the United States, and certainly gives you perspective, one, how blessed we truly are here and how our economy has been. But two, that there seems to be so much regulation and taxings and fees and those kinds of things. For instance, in the special election or special session that Governor Kate Brown just called, here in Oregon, it's a beautiful thing. We don't have sales tax. That's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful
That's
thing.
A big
we
deal.
We take pride in that as Oregonians, that we don't have sales tax. But guess what? We have a lot of fees. And just during the special session, they passed a 6% tax on our cell phones. So to me, that's like a sales tax in a sense. And so that's another way that they're going to generate revenue for what? For more increased services, or just to keep government comfortable while everybody else, and they continue to have their jobs while everybody else is struggling. I don't know.
Yeah, and in the automotive industry, and I'll get this wrong, so don't hold me to the word, but there's an activity tax
mm-hmm.
that they passed,
mm-hmm.
and then there's some other, and it starts out 0.05 or 0.048, which seems very small,
mm-hmm.
but we know how that is. That's a foot in the door.
Yes, it
is. Every year they'll say, let's do it for the children. And they'll raise it another penny. And everybody's mm-hmm. like, well, we sure like children. And so they agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we want to build more schools. Well, who doesn't want more schools? But it's always something
right.
up, keeps on going.
Well, and in Arkansas, moving from there to Oregon here, it is kind of nice not to have the sales tax.
Oh,
it's $10.
Wow.
It's $10.
Exactly.
In Arkansas, our sales tax at point of sale was almost 9%.
Yep.
So, you know, so you've always got to have a little spare change, not just $10. But
you never know what the exact number is here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that is a benefit. And there are a lot of things about Oregon that are good.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of the people here, as we go out treasure hunting, right? We've met some beautiful, incredible people. You all are awesome.
Friendly. You're Southern friendly, and that's a compliment.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. And it's been fun to take mom and dad around mm-hmm. as they're visiting to the memories, because they raised us kids here and certainly had a business here, and they've been back in South Dakota for several years. And as we venture out and we introduce them to the new treasures
yep.
and the people that we have met,
it's
been
met.
So much fun. And it really is a beautiful place. And we've got some things here at the radio station that we're doing over the weekend that I think we want to share with you. I don't know if you're going to gather friends with your family or what you're doing. In fact, I encourage you to give us a call. Why don't you let us know what you're doing? Give us a call.
What are your feelings about this?
What you're doing today and this weekend and what your feelings are. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. We'd encourage you to join the conversation. Let us know what you're planning on doing for the 4th of July and why it's so important to stay in tune to what's going on in our community. In fact, we have a caller right now. I'm going to take this call. Here we go. Hi there. Thank you for joining the conversation today. How are you?
Good morning. This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
I'm calling because we do have sales taxes, but when you are offered a bag in a grocery store,
that
money goes to the government. It's a tax. So that's a high tax for a bag.
Yes. I didn't think of that.
And then... it's per bag too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just.
Was it about a nickel?
You get bags. You get per bag. You pay a tax. Anyway, then also the what used to or still is called the bottle bill What they're trying to do, I think, is make it so difficult to return the bottles that you just throw them away.
Mm.
And that means that the 10 cents you paid for the drink, on top of the drink, is going to stay in the government hands.
Wow.
And then they also have passed a tax on the sale of a car.
That's right.
I think it's around $250. I'm not sure exactly of that.
And is a motorcycle, too, I think, any kind of vehicle.
I believe that's right there. And again, I remember one of them called activity tax, but I don't recall what the other one was called.
That's incredible, Rebecca. Thank you for that reminder. I know initially it was such a shock to us that you didn't have any taxes at the pay point, but the bag thing really threw me off when we first moved here. It really did.
And we adapted well. We started carrying bags in our car. And I was okay with that up until this COVID thing happened. Then they said, okay, now you can't bring bags from home. So we didn't know what to do. You bring in your own bags. You don't bring in your own bags.
Yes.
Just what a mess.
Rebecca, tell me a little bit about what the 4th of July means to you.
Well, just a few minutes ago on your radio station, there was a small segment about the... both of two of the founders, Thomas Jefferson and I believe it was Madison, died on the same day, which was 4th of July.
Isn't that incredible?
And then also the the founding documents of America are what America is all about. Without the founding documents, we don't have an idea. We're not really a people group. We are a collection of people who want liberty, but when people look at the Constitution and say, "Oh, it's a living document; we can change it however we want," then it loses its power of protecting us.
Rebecca, we're going to go into break. Hold on, and let's get into this a little more after the break, okay? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful July 2nd. We'll be back. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning.
Wake up to good morning. Wherever you are today, thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Follow us there. Be our friend. Share with your friends. And I want to... I want to say a special thanks to Bill Sunderland, Sunderland Agency Country Financial, for being our sponsor at the morning show. And it's been so good to hear people's responses and feedback in the morning show. And as we continue to develop and get elements and have special guests in and talk of topics that relate to you, it's just been fun. And it's really fun to have our callers call in and contribute as well and join the conversation. And we're talking about maybe going to 2 hours maybe this fall in September. And I'm excited about that. And it's all because of you. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And I also want to say, just we didn't really do a round robin of the headlines, but the very top page of the Statesman Journal this morning is talking about, and I want to talk to Rebecca a little bit about this, Rebecca. It says, the jobless are still waiting for their benefits. There are still quite a bit of people, quite a few people, over 70,000 people waiting for their unemployment checks here in Oregon. It's been several weeks, like 14 weeks. And what the issue is here, the Statesman Journal, and I don't know, Rebecca, if you had a chance to take a look yet at the journal, but it says Oregonians may miss out on at least $200 million due to a waiting week issue here in Oregon. And it said 74,000 people who filed for unemployment the week of March 21st would only be eligible for the regular weekly benefit, nothing else. And I know that there are people that are really struggling and real frustrated right now and are still having a hard time getting through. And it's interesting, Rebecca, I don't know how long. Are you an Oregonian that have been here your whole life?
No, I... My grandparents and my great-grandparents are from here, but I grew up in Congo as a missionary kid.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And so when you see your fellow Oregonians suffering at the hands of the government, and you see these mandates coming out from our governor and all of that, I know you are a vigilant citizen of Oregon and of the United States, and you are going to battle and telling truth, right? And confronting the truth with truth, the lies that are out there. How does the Constitution play into that in your mind?
Well, let me get back to growing up in Congo. That gave me a perspective because I grew up under a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And a dictator can change the rules every day. He can arrest you for nothing and kill you, and nobody can do anything about it. And if anybody tries to run against you on the... Every 7 years in Congo, the United States required that to get aid from America, Congo had to run an election. Mm. There was only ever one name on the election ballot.
Mm. Whoa.
And everybody had to vote for it or you'd be killed. So, to me, having fair elections, that is so crucial.
Right.
Having both Democrats and Republicans involved in the process, watching the process. And this last election in the spring, the Marion County election office did not put ballot boxes out into the communities,
mm-hmm.
into the cities.
Right.
And I went down there to watch the election because I heard about this on the radio, on the Jeff Krupp show. And I went down there to watch the election, and they wouldn't let me in.
Hmm.
And so I stood outside for about 10 minutes, and finally somebody came out and said, I'm in here because I have Bill Burgess's number. And I said, give me Bill Burgess's number. And so Bill Burgess came down and let me in.
Good.
And as he was letting me in, I said to him, you Democrats need to stop using the COVID as an excuse to not run the election.
Hmm.
And he said to me, we can't make the communities around here run the election. But all those boxes come from the election office.
Wow.
They're sent out by the election office and they're picked up by the election office. So I'm really concerned that everybody in the primary who didn't mail their ballot in 5 days before the election didn't get to vote. And that, to me, is a very crucial negligence on the part of the Democrats using the COVID to pretend that they can't run the election.
Well, and now, with the governor now expanding 60 more days of authority into September, you can kind of see a pattern here, right?
We are seeing a pattern. And the election is coming up in the fall. And if we don't have true elections, elections are a bloodless revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing leadership with where you have the populace has a say in it, and whatever they say is what happens. And if the election is run fairly and truly, then you actually have a republic. But if it's not run fairly and truly, you have tyranny. And so I'm very concerned about that this pattern will be extended into the election, and that its purpose is to cause Donald Trump to lose.
Well, and I do think we all can be a part of the solution, and there are things that we can do locally to get involved, to talk to our leaders in each county and ask them now, what are you going to do about the mm-hmm, election, mm-hmm. and how are you going to make
start
it
the conversation
stop the conversation
now.
And the pressure now. And I think some of the efforts that are going on in many communities around the state, the recall Kate Brown, the stop the abuse. Here's something interesting, Rebecca. I did just a Google because I wanted to find out kind of where locations were with the stop the abuse, recall Kate Brown. And I put recall Kate Brown in Google, and guess what it went to? It went to a page that it's fundraising for Kate Brown.
Oh, boy.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's a fake one, and the true one is Kate Brown Recall, with the recall at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so very clever. Lots of things out there to misinform and throw people off, and you have to be very vigilant. And there's some other things going on this weekend. Maybe you know of this, Rebecca. Independence Day Rally for Freedom, hosted by Oregon United for Liberty, and it's going to be down at the Waterfront Park here in Salem. They're doing a from 2 to 10 a rally at the Riverfront Park, and so a celebration. And there's some things that I just see on Facebook here. There's some they're going to display flags and wave signs, very patriotic. I think that's pretty exciting. Do you know of anything else going on around the 4th of July?
Well, I'm not up on lots of things that people are planning, mm-hmm. but when Obama got elected, I couldn't think what to do, and so I wanted to do something, and so I started standing on street corners and singing the national anthem.
Oh.
I had people so excited that they actually gave me money.
And now if I sang, they gave me money to quit.
No, they were so excited to hear the national anthem.
Yeah.
Our national anthem is the only national anthem in the world that asks, is liberty still standing? Mm-hmm. Is the flag still flying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of national anthems around the world are very militaristic.
Right.
And they express the totalitarian nature of their dictatorships. But our national anthem expresses the joy of having the flag still standing.
Mm.
Our national anthem is amazing and wonderful.
Yes.
And it's under attack right now. And we need to be singing the national anthem. And not just say, oh, they'll sing it at the football game. Well, the football games aren't anymore.
Right.
We need to be singing it on the street corners. The Bill of Rights gave us the right to peaceably assemble and to stand on public property and to practice freedom of religion.
Yes.
And my religion means what you believe.
That's right.
And so, like, I was shocked when they started making my kids have hepatitis B vaccination, and I went in and said, I don't want my kids to have hepatitis B, and they said, here, sign a waiver. It's a religious waiver. I said, no, mine is scientific, and they said, no, it falls under the heading of religion because it's something that you believe, even if it's scientifically true.
Wow.
So the right to not stand with waiting for somebody else to do it for you, but to actually practice what you believe on public property, respecting the rights of others, is the joy of our liberty.
That's right.
Well said, Rebecca.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for adding to the conversation.
You're a joy.
We have another call coming up.
Thank you,
We're
Rebecca.
Gonna, thank you. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend,
thank
my friend.
You.
Thank you for calling in. I want to remind our listeners that our phone line is 503-589-1220. Join the conversation. We're talking about just our founding fathers, the 4th of July, mm-hmm. why we celebrate what we celebrate, why we are proud to be an American on just this day and every day. Great call.
Oh, my gosh. Almost want to have her in.
I know. She'd be great to have
yes.
in the Congo. And we forget about that
That's
when
right.
we're in other countries,
yep.
how they rule and dictate. And,
yep.
and one of the thoughts I had the other day, and I know we're going to be going into break here pretty soon, was all of our generations of military. My mm-hmm. family, my grandma and grandpa on my mom's side fought in the Navy, and my dad was in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and all of these generations that have gone to other countries to fight for our liberty here so we don't have to fight on our own soil. They fought
right.
socialism, communism, and all of that stuff. And here we are. We're in a place where we're fighting it on our own soil, with other Americans who don't understand.
It's the ignorance that's the issue.
It's very, very interesting times that we live in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use today and every day. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this break.
Good morning to you. You listen to your reliable news talk radio, KSLM. 56 degrees at the KSLM studios. It's going to be 74 degrees today. Going to be a fantastic weather weekend. Oh, my goodness. Temperatures in the mid-70s. No matter what you have planned for the 4th of July, it's going to be fun. And, of course, tonight, Thursday, is Friday Eve, right? So, and some folks get to take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. And that's exciting. And if you haven't had a chance to pick up a copy of the Best of the Willamette Valley little magazine, it is awesome. It's got all of the businesses. 329 businesses voted the best in the Eat and Drink, Health and Beauty, Home and Garden, Motors, Professional Services, School, Shopping, Things to Do. Get your own copy and stop by the studio during business hours. Many of these businesses have copies of this little magazine that you can put in your car, put it on your coffee table at home. Certainly go to the website, bestofthewillamettevalley.com, and get yours today. Also, I want to talk a little bit, before we go to our phone lines, I want to talk a little bit about ProBioscience. ProBioscience, pro-bioscience.com, and they have CBD oil. And this is new for Terry and I, come into a state where CBD oil is so regular and it's used for medicinal purposes. And we've heard a lot of people talk about it. Certainly when you drive down any street here in Salem, you see lots of little retail shops where you can purchase things there and not being real aware. But how wonderful is it that the owners of this radio station are involved in it and they're producing it, and people that we know have been benefiting by it. And so, Terry, tell me a little bit about your little experience with the CBD oil.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm 50, we might as well say.
Couple weeks.
Oh, goodness. And so I've got the, all of a sudden, maybe a year or two, three, I got the old man disease of gout, which is so much fun. Anybody that suffers with that, it's terrible. It's like a sunburn on the outside and a terrible bruise on the inside. So recently I had it with my knee. And I was introduced to the CBD. I thought, well, I've tried different other remedies, you know, drinking cherry juice and that sort of thing. So I put the topical cream on there, and it was scary fast. I mean, it instantly, within seconds, I could take my hand and press it against the skin, and there was no pain. I had to push deep inside to find an uncomfortable spot. So, yeah, worked for me. And so now I started taking the CBD pill every day. And again, I'm not sure what it's going to do for me, but
we're on the journey anyway. And so if it's something that you're interested in finding out more for this month, because we had Father's Day this month, pro-bioscience.com, and put in the discount code DAD and you can get a special discount. We're going to go to the phone lines. I want to thank this gentleman for waiting a little bit, and he's going to join the conversation. Good morning to
you, Art.
Good morning, Terry. It's Stacy. Hey, Terry, you're just a pup. Only 50. Wait till you get to be...
Well, I'm not rushing it. I'm 25.
Well, heck, no, you don't. Well, first of all, let me say, I'm going to strike up the trigger tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, Saturday. And smoke some ribs.
And where do you live, Art?
Yeah, right.
Well, now, Terry, according to our governor, you can't come over here.
Goodness.
Only household members.
Now, Uncle Art, it'll be okay.
But, so see, I'm going to admit this. I'm going to ignore Kate's order. And my brother and his wife are going to come over. Of course, they don't live with me, but they are going to come over. And, of course, Kate says, well, you can only have your household members gather together. You can't have other people come in. But what the heck does Kate know?
I think it'll be fine.
So I do want to tell you guys, we do have a sales tax. We just do it differently here in Oregon.
Never kind of heard
right
of that one.
And it went into effect January 1. We have what's known as the gross receipts tax, guys. And guess what? That's a sales tax, but it's just done different here in Oregon. The Democrats and... Stacy, if you get to talk to Jeff, he'll tell you the story how, you know, the Democrats went behind our back and made it so we couldn't even repeal it or vote on this tax.
Wow.
It was horrible. So welcome to Oregon and the left coast, because, we are paying the sales tax, guys, only we're paying it over and over again because all the businesses, have to pay on this gross receipts tax. So the company who produces your products in the store, they got to pay the gross receipts tax.
And they pass that expense on to us.
And the company that delivers it, they have to pay the gross receipts tax because they're a company too. And then, of course, where you buy it, they have to pay the gross receipts tax. So we're, hey, you think 10% in Arkansas was bad? Yeah.
Well, that could be very well our why, and I've done some reading and research here in Oregon. Oregon rates real low for being business friendly, like to start up a business in Oregon, which is really sad for entrepreneurs and people who are looking to, you know, take that big leap of faith to start up a business. All of these taxes and fees and things to get started is so burdensome that not only because they've been closed down, but because of all of these things, I know people that are looking to really cut their business. I know someone yesterday who just told her landlord that she's going to reduce the size of her retail shop in half because of the expense and the economy and everything. And that's sad. We need to be looking for ways to roll back these taxes and fees to make businesses. People want to take that risk to be entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Well, yes, I do, Stacey, but, you know, this gross receipts tax is a tax on us as Oregonians because the small businesses and the big businesses, they can't absorb, just paying that out of the kindness of their heart.
Right.
They pass it along to me and you and every Oregonian, and so it hurts every one of us. And, of course, our cost of living has gone up. And talk to Jeff about that when you
I will.
Get him cornered and say, tell me about this gross receipts tax. They were so underhanded that they made it so we couldn't try to even repeal it and let the Oregon voter decide if we wanted the tax.
Well, I appreciate your input this morning, Art. We're about ready to wrap up here. You have a wonderful
Always
fourth,
good to hear from
yeah,
you, Art.
4th of July weekend. You take care now.
Hey, real quick. Volcano Stadium,
they're
having a fireworks display, and they charge so much per car.
Okay.
So you wanted to know something about
that.
Good job.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Hey, I wanted to get that in too. So if you and your parents want to go see a big fireworks display,
all
get
right.
yourself a ticket and go to Volcano Stadium.
I'll look that up. Thank you so much, Art. Have a blessed day.
Have a great weekend.
You too. We also want to mention that this weekend we have a special going on with Terry Soul Show, Patriotic Music, on Saturday at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. on Sunday, a whole hour of a variety of patriotic music that he's collected over the years.
Crank it up and rip off the knob.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio. Terry, thank you for joining me this
morning.
You're
welcome.
We hope you have a fantastic day, and certainly remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.